Where does God live? This is the question put to the students of catechism, so for which many responded differently. Some said God is in the parish, God is in the tabernacle, God is in the whole world, God is everywhere, and even some said God is inside of me. My dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel brings us in that Jesus driving the people or the sellers and money changers out of the temple. He was angry because they made his father's house like a marketplace. But later on, he will be the one being driven out of the temple by his enemies, who will then destroy the temple of his body. There are questions that confront us today. Have we ever turned our father's house or the church into a marketplace? We have turned it into a marketplace if we make it as a cozy and social club instead of Catholic action, or spiritual drive-in instead of a real community of love. On the other hand, have we ever driven the Lord out of the temple of our hearts? We have driven him if we harbor grudges against someone, hate someone, judge them harshly, or ignored their cry for help. The heart of every Christian is a temple of God. The Blessed Trinity dwells in its inmost depth. God desires to receive prayerful homage and loving worship from the heart of each one of us whom he created and loves so intensely. Yet, how often that our hearts are cloaked by evil habits and sins and cluttered up with all kinds of unworthy desires and worldly projects that are pagan rather than Christian. There are oppression of the poor, dishonesty in business, greed of gain, shady dealings with unscrupulous cold treatment of neighbors, servants, and relatives. The heart of man needs cleansing, a healing, and a renovation. It needs to be transformed into the image of God as it is destined to be. The parish church is a house of God because in it is the tabernacle where the body and blood of Christ are being kept under the appearance of the sacred host and wine. Our parish church is not only the house of God, it is also the assembly for people who are celebrating the Last Supper of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The parish church even chapels in the seat of God's Eucharistic presence. The visible building is like a sign, a memorial of the presence of God in our midst, as we all know that this church is a place of prayer and worship. One important element for good prayer and worship is silence. To pray devoutly and worship sincerely, we need concentration, and therefore we need silence. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, said, "Surely you know that you are God's temple, and God's Spirit lives in you. So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you yourself are his temple." In other words, we are the temple of God, his own house. So we have the obligation to preserve our health and our life. It implies cleanliness, temperance, industry, and the use of remedies during sickness. There are so many sins that are against God and his temple, which is our body. Suicide is one because he who commits suicide sins against himself by exposing himself to being into hell, and he sins against his family. Much more is the serious injury to our body and mental health brought about by drug addiction. St. Paul says, "Do not fool yourselves. People who are immoral or adulterers or drunkards, none of these will possess God's kingdom." So we are on this third Sunday of Lent. A few Sundays are left to celebrate the Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. So while in this season of Lent, still time left in cleaning ourselves, this Lent we may be listening to our Lord more with our hearts than with our ears, lest we miss the meaning he intends for us today.